So let's welcome in the defensive end of the Detroit Lions, Kyle Vandenbosch, to the program. Kyle, you're on with Jim Miller, Ross Tucker, the SiriusXM Blitz. Good to have you, Kyle. How's it been?
Hey, it's been great, guys. Just actually heading into workout, so I'm glad to be on the program.
Well, let's start there, Kyle. I'm sure you heard the Men's Journal article that featured James Harrison, the outside linebacker of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're known as a tough guy. You're known as a guy who really doesn't mince his words, but certainly there are certain lines that you don't cross in the National Football League, namely calling out your teammates and the commissioner.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let me start off by saying I respect James Harrison as a player. I think he's tough and definitely feared, and I really enjoy watching him play. He's a dominant player, and, I've gotten to know him a little bit, played with him in a couple of Pro Bowls. So I really respect him. But I think as a professional, there's different levels of being a professional and a lot of different aspects that go into it. And while sometimes I think you really want to say a certain thing, and it's probably how you feel and it's your opinion, there's just certain things you can't say, and you have to be able to handle yourself as a professional during interviews and just be, I guess as a man, you respect somebody speaking their mind, but you also have a responsibility and you do have to watch the things you say in interviews. And, I think while at times, I'd like to cross that line and maybe talk about.
Kyle, I mean, when you break this down, I mean, I think what James Harrison said, I think a lot of players feel that way about Roger Goodell, that, hey, this is my style of play. He's taking food off my table, so to speak. And granted, you can't use the disparaging comments that James Harrison, but I think there is a segment of the NFL that say, hey, football's football. You got to hit guys. And I think that's where James Harrison was coming from.
Well, I agree with that. I completely agree with that. I understand both sides of it. When I'm on the football field, you try to play within the rules. You try to be clean. You don't try to hurt people, but you try to hit them as hard as you can. You try to, intimidate people. You want them to remember the hits. But I've also been on the sidelines when a teammate has been knocked out or a teammate's taken a shot that's left them on the field, and they've had to have the trainers come out. And, you've got to look at both sides of it. It's a violent sport, and especially as defensive players, we get paid to hit people. And I think fans enjoy that part of the game. But, we're also men with families trying to have long, productive careers, and you got to, respect the players and make sure everybody can walk away from the game and walk out of the game healthy.
Kyle, I'm glad you mentioned long careers, because I have a theory, and I'm hoping you can shoot some holes in it, and that is that guys that play as hard as you play and as are relentless as you are, I have a theory that those guys tend to, when they get into double digits, tend to break down, simply because to get to your status, to get to where you have as a Pro Bowler, I mean, you're just relentless. You're a maniac out there, but because you play so hard, that maybe you won't be able to play as long. What do you think of my theory? I'm guessing you probably don't agree.
Honestly, like you said, I play as hard as I can, and my biggest thing is I have to be able to look at myself in the mirror, and when I walk away from the game, know that I gave it my all. And that's why I train as hard as I can. I stay in the shape as well as I can, so that I can handle that, and that when the next season rolls around, my body can take it. When I'm done, I'm done. But I'm not gonna take it easy and try to preserve my body. I need to make sure that my body's in shape. I need to. You need to be, like I said, you need to be a professional on every level. You need to, if you get injured during the offseason, you need to handle your rehab, make sure everything's taken care of so that your body can take that pounding the next year. And, I can see how, when you play aggressively and you play as hard as you can, there's things that happen to your body. And it, because of that, it might shorten some people's careers. But if you don't play hard, your career is going to be short for another reason.
So, yeah, you're exactly right. I remember, Kyle, my rookie year, I think John Jansen, who I know you know, said to me, you know, you're not going to have a very long career playing like that. I said, I'm not going to have any career unless I don't.
Unless I do, I don't really have a choice.
Hey, where are you at right now mentally? I mean, are you at the stage where you're kind of chomping at the bit, ready to go, or you are where I usually was in mid-July, dreading training camp like the plague?
Well, it's been a funny off season. I mean, I'm chomping at the bit because, you know, normally, you know, with your 14-week off season program, you get a lot of practices in, you get your mini camps. You know, really, most teams hit it really hard at the end of June with either a bunch of OTAs or a mini camp to finish up your off season, and you kind of need a break from that and kind of need to catch your breath and gather yourself, get some time off, and your body kind of needs to recover a little bit from the off-season work. I mean, you're pretty much in peak physical condition, but you are wore down a little bit because you practice hard in the off-season. So, but we haven't had that. It's just been workouts, and it's been lifting and running, and, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to get a lot of football work, and you haven't had that pounding. So, you know, me personally and, you know, the guys that I've been around, we just kind of want to get going. And, you know, I don't think anybody's mentally, well, for sure that nobody's mentally wore out right now. And I think everybody physically feels like they're ready to go.
Well, Kyle, I know a lot of teammates have praised your leadership for the Detroit Lions, and I live locally here in Motown. It's been written in the papers. You get guys in gyms to work out. Cliff Averill, the defensive end, and Ndamukong Suh was on our airwaves raving about you. But for you and for Lions fans out there, realistically, can this defense pick up where it left off? I mean, here you ripped off four wins towards the end of the year, and that D-line was balling. I know upgrades look to be in the cards for linebacker in the secondary, but will this team, when you come back and training camp is finally here, be able to install and improve very quickly on a defensive side?
Well, that's what I hope and that's what I expect. You know, we brought in a lot of new pieces, especially the defensive line last year, and, you know, we'll have some continuity, guys familiar with the system, especially in the defensive line this year. Like you said, there's a few question marks on the back end of the defense, but you know, with the resources and with the picks and the investment that this organization has put on the defensive line, we're expected to dominate games. And it's not something you throw four guys out on the football field and hope that they play well. We're expected to change games and affect the outcome of games and dominate games and give us a chance to win. I mean, we. Back-to-back years, we used first-round draft picks, traded for Corey Williams last year, traded for Lawrence Jackson, signed me as a free agent. So, you know, those aren't moves that are made that you hope you can have a good defensive line. It's expected, and we're expected to dominate games. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons I am chomping at the bit, because I know what we have, but I know that it's not we can't just, you know, get a week of practice and show up week one and expect to dominate. We need to get some work together, and we need to start to develop a little bit more.
I got a couple for you in a row, Kyle. Number one, the book on Nick Fairley, who you took in the first round of Auburn, is tremendously talented, but maybe doesn't always have the motor running, and maybe he's got some lazy in him. What's the first thing you say to him, or and how much are you going to be on him? I got a great mental image when they drafted him, thinking about you, just letting him know that anything less than 110% is not acceptable.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is to get him in and let him see how we work as a defensive line, let him see how we practice, and you know, let him watch some of our tape last year. More than the pride I take in how I play is the pride in how my group plays, and more powerful than having one guy harp on you or try to get you going hard and play hard all the time is having that group peer pressure. And that's what we had last year. Everybody played as hard as they could because they didn't want to let the rest of the group down. And that's why he will have success, because he won't be able to, you know, take plays off. And I don't know that he did. I mean, that was the book on Albert Haynesworth when I went to Tennessee, and we had a great defensive line coach, and we had a defensive line that played really hard. And I never had a problem with Albert Haynesworth when I played with him. He played hard, and he was dominant. And you know, for a couple of years, was maybe the most dominant defensive lineman in the game. And And that's what I expect from him is, that when the rest of the defensive line is going all out, playing as hard as they can every play, that's what he's going to do.
Well,
The last one I have for you, Kyle, is my Twitter account, at Ross Tucker NFL, is getting blown up right now by our listeners, including the commissioner of the Serious Football Heads, Brandon Kerr. He's a huge Lions fan. And evidently, you either don't have a Twitter account or you don't tweet enough, but it sounds like these people want to hear from you. What's the deal with you and Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter account. I think I set up a website 1 year when I was in Tennessee, and it hasn't been updated in about 3 or 4 years. trying to get that going again. I think maybe the guy that was running my website opened a Twitter account, but no, I haven't. I haven't tweeted personally.
Well, your fans are asking for you, big boy.
Maybe. Like you said, I work out with Cliff Averill every day, and I talk to Sue about once a week right now, and I know they're both big into the Twitter. I think Sue was trying to break his own world record for a tweet up. here, I don't even know what a tweet up is, but he's trying to break his own world record in the next couple weeks. So I guess I might have to join the crowd and get a Twitter account.
Well, last one for me, Colin. We'll let you go. We appreciate your time. I talked to your starting quarterback, Matthew Stafford, the other night, and you mentioned the peer pressure on defense of what's to be expected. I'm sure you have your own style throughout the locker room to relay that message to what is expected of the defense. Who is it on the offensive side of the ball? Because really, by default, it's normally the quarterback. Or are you able to cross, over to the other side as well? To really pose that peer pressure on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think as a team, both sides of the ball, especially late last season, we proved that we were a scrappy team and we were going to hit people in the mouth and we were going to battle. And, like you said, we had injuries. Stafford was hurt at the end of last year. I was out. And guys, who whenever their number was called, they stepped up and they battled. And that's what I liked about our team. I really liked the makeup of our locker room. I've been in locker rooms where we had a few bad apples, and we don't have that. We got guys who put the team first, are willing to battle, for the organization, for each other. And it was everybody. And that's, there wasn't people, the guys pulling guys down and the negative guys in the locker room. And that's going to serve us well this year. And I think it's going to serve us well late in the season, this coming season. So, there's tempo setters on both sides of the ball. I play college ball, actually live next door to Dominic Raiola, and he gets the offense going. And I've been impressed with Matt, every step of the way. He's a professional. He has a tremendous amount of poise. And I don't know that many people mentally could go through what he went through and still have the confidence he has. And, seeing him at workouts, this off season, he physically looks great, I think mentally he's ready to put the injuries behind him and move forward and take this team to the next level.
Well, Kyle, we're glad you're healed up. You're going to be back in there. A lot of the Lions fans are extremely excited about this defense. And I'm going to be honest, Kyle, if I was an opposing quarterback, I'd be putting on the Kelso helmet over top of my regular shell. You guys are going to be able to bring it up front, bro.
Yeah, I would too.
Well, appreciate it, Kyle, and good luck to you this season.
All right. All right, thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.